Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
You would please open your Bibles to the Gospel according to Matthew, first book in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. We're going to read verses 1 through 15 and then probably focus in verses 1 through 12. This is God's word. When Jesus had finished saying these things, he left Galilee and went into the region of Judea to the other side of the Jordan. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Some Pharisees came to test him. They asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason?" "Haven't you read," he replied, "that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one.' Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate." "Why then," they asked, "did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away?" Jesus replied, "Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard, but it was not this way from the beginning. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for marital unfaithfulness and marries another woman commits adultery." The disciples said to him, "If this is the situation between a husband and wife, it is better not to marry." Jesus replied, "Not everyone can accept this word, but only those to whom it has been given. For some are eunuchs because they were born that way. Others were made that way by men. And others have renounced marriage because of the kingdom of heaven. The one who can accept this should accept it." Then little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. People came to Jesus in order to test him. Please don't overlook that. The purpose of their question was not seeking truth. They weren't trying to find out new information. They weren't wanting to know how best to live their lives. They came to Jesus in order to test him. That was the purpose of their question. And if you understand the purpose of their question, it helps put in context Jesus' answer. This isn't everything Jesus has to say about marriage. But there are a lot of people in our culture today who are terribly confused about marriage. And one reason is because our government is terribly confused about marriage. The highest court in our land has said that marriage doesn't have to be between a man and a woman. Marriage can be between two men or between two women. And of course, the problem with that is once you redefine marriage and say it doesn't matter if you're marrying a person of the opposite sex or if you're marrying a person of the same sex, what is to say that you can't, as a fellow in Florida, I believe, did, or maybe it was a woman in Florida, who knows these days, Mary the Ferris wheel in your backyard that you bought at auction. I mean, you know, if you want to be married to a Ferris wheel, why not? If you want to be married to your German Shepherd, well, who's to say that you can't? If you want to be married not to one person, but to four people, why not? I mean, after all, who decides these things? Now, I said one reason that there's confusion today is because our government is confused, but our government is made up of people. And I would submit to you that the primary reason why people are confused about marriage today is not because of our government. It is because, as you look out in our culture, people have not followed God's plan. And so when Jesus was asked this question, please notice his first words. Haven't you read? Haven't you read that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Marriage was invented by God. It's his idea. And he defines the terms. But I want you to see something else. Haven't you read that at the beginning, the Creator made them male and female? God invented not just marriage, but people. You were designed by God. If you think that you are simply the product of chance and time, then all the rules are gone. It's just survival of the fittest. But God made you with a purpose in view. God designed us and said, that's very good. You need to know that human beings are on this planet as a result of God's plan. And he has a plan for you, and it's good. And you may not like everything about yourself. I mean, you may look at yourself and think, I just couldn't be more perfect. But probably not. Probably not. Most of us wish we were taller or shorter or thinner or heavier or had curly hair or straight hair. But the fact of the matter is, most of us are not entirely happy with the way that we find our bodies. It's just an ongoing thing. But I want you to understand one thing. Whether you like it or not, God made them male and female. Those are the two options. Okay? You're one or the other by God's design. And you may not feel terribly comfortable in your skin. You may be a female who wishes she was male. You may be a male who wishes he was female. Regardless of what you wish, you need to know what you are. And God made you either male or female. And if you want to know which you are, your body will let you know. We have a bunch of people in our culture who think that their body is wrong and they need to get their body fixed. Let me just tell you something. That is mental illness. And people who succumb to it, like the famous Olympic athlete Bruce Jenner, should not be celebrated for their courage. They should be pitied with genuine compassion because they are so confused. Please understand that, because you young people are growing up in a culture where your government is telling you the opposite, not just of God's word, but of medical science. I think there are doctors who think it's okay. Yeah, they are charlatans who are in it for the money, because medical science has demonstrated that the people who try and change their bodies in order to go with their emotions end up with a much, 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 much higher suicide rate. Well, that's because of prejudice in our culture. No, actually, it's because of mental illness. So please understand that. I have people that I am in contact with who have struggled with this. And I have compassion for them and want to help them, just like my other friends who struggle with other kinds of mental illness. Schizophrenia, manic depressive disorder, OCD like me, all kinds of problems that people have. I don't look down on those folks. I have compassion on those folks, and I know that you will not help them by lying to them. It's the truth that people need. So telling the truth in love is what we need to do. But understand, you're living in a culture where the truth is hated by many people in power.
You're listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. Pastor Wood is a popular speaker for family and marriage retreats, conferences, and pro-life fundraisers. If you are planning an event, a retreat, or conference, and would like to invite Pastor Wood to speak or teach, please visit pastorwood.org and fill out our speaker request form. At this site, you will also find over a dozen books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife, Susan. Again, please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
So Jesus said, when they asked him this question, haven't you read? Start with the scripture. That's where you go for answers. Well, I think Pastor Wood has a lot of answers. The only good answers I've got are from the scriptures. This is truth. This is our authority. This is our daily bread. This is where you go for answers. You want to know what's right? See what God says. God made us male and female. And God said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. In order for two people to marry, they need to be ready to separate from mom and dad. Okay? You got to be ready to make it on your own. You can't just move her into mom and dad's basement. Okay? Well, I think we could for a while. No! Leave father and mother. But it doesn't stop there. And be united to his wife. The old King James says, and cleave unto his wife. That means you're like this. The two become one. Be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Okay, it's in your handbook. You're supposed to have memorized it. Let's see if we can say it together. Sex is designed by God to be an expression of love between a man and a woman who are married to each other. This is built on God's word. God intends for sex to be an expression of love. It's a celebration. It's a beautiful thing, but it's for a man and a woman who are married to each other. It's God's design. He invented it. He made us male and female. God designed Adam and Eve for each other, and the physical pairing of husband and wife is his pattern and plan. And folks, let me tell you, all the sexual perversion that's going on in our culture is a violation of design. They're forever warning us not to put Q-tips and other things down in our ears because we're going to manage to mess up our hearing. Okay? Well, there are people who are trying to do things with their bodies that are not what our bodies were designed for. It's not the way we're made. And there are health consequences that are having devastating impact in our country. And please let me tell you, I'm not just talking about homosexual behavior. I'm talking about sexually transmitted disease, which is what we have an epidemic of in this culture, which is what happens when you have multiple partners. You understand? If two people will be sexually pure until they marry and then faithful to each other, their risk of getting a sexually transmitted disease nets out at zero. Doesn't happen that way. That's not why we've got people all over this country who are suffering with the sad consequences of sexually transmitted disease, which is not something that the media wants to talk about a lot because they're too busy trying to promote sexual promiscuity. Let me just tell you something. Homosexual behavior in our culture is a problem. But folks, it's not the main problem. Sexually, much more common is unfaithfulness, adultery. What Jesus is talking about here in this passage. People who don't follow God's plan. Husbands who are not faithful to their wives. Wives who are not faithful to their husbands. People who think that it's not really adultery if it's just, you know, I'm tired of this one, so I'm going to divorce her and now I'm going to marry this one. I'm tired of this one, so I'm going to divorce her and marry this one. Serial monogamy. Okay? Jesus says that's still adultery. The problem is we're forgetting who invented us. We're overlooking what he says about how things are supposed to be. We're failing to obey what we know is right. And so they said, well, you know, Moses said we could get a divorce. I love the way they phrased it. They said, why then did Moses command us to give our wives a certificate of divorce and send them away? As if, you know, Moses said, okay, I know some of you guys are married. You need to go ahead and give your wife a certificate of divorce and send her away. I mean, that's the way they phrased the question. You know, why did Moses command us to do this? Jesus says, Moses permitted divorce because of your hard hearts. But God's intention, God's design was that marriage is for a lifetime. That's his plan. Now, should we look down on people who have been victims of divorce? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But please understand, I don't look down on people who have cancer. But I don't act like, cancer, no problem. But in other words, if you try and make people feel better about an illness by pretending it's no big deal, it doesn't help. It doesn't help anybody. And if you try and act as we do in our culture, as if divorce, lots of people get divorced. Tons of people get divorced. Divorce is no big deal. Divorce is a big deal. It's a tragedy. Well, is there life after divorce? Absolutely. Can God forgive people? Absolutely. But does that mean no big deal? No. You want to know the wages of sin? It's death. In this context, in this passage, Jesus is answering a question that others raised regarding divorce. But I want you to understand, all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us. So if you were pure until marriage and faithful to your spouse through all of your days, that would not get you into heaven. All of us have sinned. And so what all of us need is a Savior. And there is only one. And his name is Jesus. Now, Jesus says, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard, but it was not this way from the beginning. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for marital unfaithfulness and marries another woman commits adultery. Jesus does provide grounds for divorce, but the grounds for divorce is when somebody else has already broken the marriage through marital unfaithfulness. Because the purpose of marriage is not just our enjoyment, not just our blessing. It is the glory of God. It is a picture of the relationship between Christ and the church. That's God's design. People didn't understand what it was about, but God did. God knew from the beginning that there would one day be a marriage supper for the King of Glory and his bride, and that our union on earth was to be a picture of our relationship with him, which is to be a relationship of absolute loyalty and faithfulness forever. That's God's purpose. That's God's design. So, the disciples said to him, if this is a situation between a husband and wife, it's better not to marry. If you're telling me that I can't get out of this thing, that if I marry this person and, you know, they turn out to be kind of, you know, hard to get along with, that I'm stuck, and I don't think I want to get into it. I think I'd kind of like to just, you know, stay single. Jesus says, oh, guys, don't think that way. Actually, what Jesus says is, well, for some people, that's true. For some people, it is better not to marry. But you can't have sex if you don't get married. Oh. So are you saying we get married just so we can have sex? No. But I'm saying if you don't realize that that is only for this group over here, it could affect the math. Okay? Is it really that good? Yeah. When you do things God's way. But if you look for your food down on the floor, it's not going to taste the same. And there are a whole bunch of people who are going from one partner to another partner to another partner, from one experience to another experience, even to the point of saying, maybe if I change my orientation, then I'll find satisfaction. Then I'll find happiness. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. You will not find what God designed you to enjoy except God's way. Folks, this is a huge subject. And there's a world of hurt out there because folks aren't seeking to do things God's way. But let me tell you, even when you want to do things God's way, it can be very painful to live a life of obedience in a world that is crazy. I don't want you to think, Pastor Wood made it sound like if I just decide to do the will of God, everything's going to be easy for me. No. Let me clarify, please. Jesus said it would involve a cross. Whether you're going to be single or married, you're going to have to, every day, die to self. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. But oh, let me tell you, the outcome of obedience is glory. The outcome of disobedience, eventually, is a mouthful of sand. It does not go well. And you may think, well, I can get to happiness if I just take this shortcut. Not true. For thousands of years, people have discovered it's not true. That road leads to destruction. Many are on it. Narrow is the way that leads to life.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.